Secretary of State Colin Powell is among the president's inner circle of advisors on Iraq. This afternoon, at his offices at the State Department, he sat down with NPR's Juan Williams and answered questions about how the war is going and the state of U.S. diplomacy.
Mr. Secretary, is the United States isolated with regard to this war against Iraq? Where are the other major industrial powers?
No, I don't think we're isolated at all. The data we have right now is that there are some 47 willing nations in our coalition, means that they have taken a political decision to support our efforts and believe that we have the legitimacy to do this through UN Security Council Resolution 1441.
When it comes to the Russians, to the Germans, the French, the Chinese, why were your diplomatic efforts unable to reach the point of persuading them to join us in what you would argue, from the heart, it seems to me, is a genuinely noble cause of liberation?
We did succeed in getting all of those nations and all of the nations of the Security Council to join us in supporting UN Resolution 1441. That was a major diplomatic triumph when you consider that just 4 years earlier, when the UN was considering an inspection regime, a much more modest inspection regime, Russia, China, and France abstained from that vote. This time they voted for 1441. What happened after 1441, however, is when the inspectors went to work and we started to see what was going on in Iraq and the level of cooperation that Saddam Hussein was providing and whether or not he was complying, and in our judgment, he simply wasn't complying. We, the British, the Spanish, Bulgarians, and other nations felt that this lack of compliance was enough to trigger 1441 and to cause serious consequences to be imposed upon Hussein, which means a war, if necessary, to disarm him. The Russians and the Chinese and the French and others did not feel that way. And so that's where we came apart, and we couldn't get a second resolution.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said on National Public Radio last month that when Saddam's regime is removed, we'll find one of the most talented populations in the Arab world. And in fact, he said people will complain that the French have blocked us and why did it take us so long to get there? But yet, it seems that the Iraqis have mounted fierce armed resistance to U.S. and British troops.
This war has only been on for 6 days. For the first 2 days, everybody was euphoric. Goodness, it's going to be over on day three. Now, there are pockets of resistance. There are some places that have been bypassed that we now have to go clean out. But the remarkable thing is how successful we have been. And the other thing I would point out is that Iraqis are not putting up a coherent, coordinated defense. I mean, we're not facing trench warfare across the width of Iraq. We're seeing pockets of resistance, sometimes regular army, sometimes Republican Guard, sometimes these Fedayeen suicide people. But none of it is going to stop our advance. May take a little bit longer, don't know how long. The point is we have had a good battle plan. It's a battle plan that will succeed.
And do you expect that there will be a warm welcome for U.S. troops in Baghdad?
Remains to be seen. I suspect it'll be mixed until people realize that they are there to help them, not to fight them, not to go block by block, not to destroy their city. We are prosecuting this campaign in a very, very careful way to minimize loss of life, minimize destruction of property, because we come not to destroy, but to help rebuild.
Now, the military action is taking place despite misgivings of many countries in the UN, as we discussed earlier. What role do you expect the United Nations to play in Iraq after the war?
The UN will have a role to play, and we are in touch with Secretary General Kofi Annan. We have discussions ongoing with members of the Security Council in the first instance to reauthorize the Oil for Food program so that we can make purchases of humanitarian supplies for the Iraqi people. Then we will look at what other UN role is appropriate, what authorities the coalition might need, and how the UN best fits into that equation. So we still believe in the UN, and we believe the UN has an important role to play as we move forward.
The French have said that they will not authorize any U.S. control of a post-Saddam Iraq. Doesn't that place an unmovable obstacle in your way?
No. What the French president said a few days ago was that he would not support any resolution that gave legitimacy to what we did. But we don't need any resolution that gave legitimacy to what we did. We had all the legitimacy we needed in Resolution 1441. And as we move forward, clearly, coalition leaders will be in charge of Iraq initially. When you take down a regime, you have an immediate responsibility to become the government of that regime for a period of time until you can transfer it to civilian administrators and give it back to its own people. And during that period, we think there is a role for the United Nations, for the European Union, for all the many organizations around the world that can bring reconstruction expertise and money and governing expertise to Iraq. So I think as we get deeper into this conversation, the French government will understand that our goal in Iraq is not to administer Iraq forever, but to administer Iraq just long enough to put in place a functioning, responsible Iraqi government that is committed to get rid of it, all of the weapons of mass destruction with our help, and is committed to living in peace with its neighbors and using the oil wealth of Iraq for the benefit of its people and not to threaten its neighbors and develop weapons of mass destruction.
Yesterday you spoke about the possibility of the Iraqis using chemical weapons and then blaming it on the U.S. Have you seen any evidence of that kind of activity?
No, and I didn't speak about that possibility. A reporter asked me about that possibility, and my response was, we have seen these kinds of reports. We know they have chemical weapons, and we know that they have been working in biological weapons. So we prepare ourselves for those kinds of contingencies.
I'm getting the get out of here sign, Mr. Secretary, but I wanted to ask Bill Keller, the New York Times, wrote over the weekend that you should resign, that you really are not in keeping with this administration's way of thinking with regard to this war. How do you feel personally?
Personally, I'm very much in sync with the president, and he values my services, and I appreciate Mr. Keller's advice. I also have to take note of the fact, if you would consult any recent Gallup poll, the American people seem to be quite satisfied with the job I'm doing as Secretary of State.
So you're staying?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
NPR's Juan Williams speaking today with Secretary of State Colin Powell at the State Department.